listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
You're my favorite.
There's a story up. It's on our Facebook page. What is the word that you misspell all the time? You can call us at 244-1033, and we'll give you a little mini spelling bee if you want. We'll try to help you through this. But what is a word you always misspell? You can go spell it poorly on our Facebook page. Because Google Trends now has revealed each state's most misspelled word. And the ironic part about our Facebook post, if you go to our Facebook page, I wrote it on the whiteboard. I wrote misspelled words, as in this is what we're talking about in this segment of the show. And then I misspelled both misspelled and words while writing it on the whiteboard.
And then you had a coughing fit. Happy Friday, Wicket.
Oh,
get it together.
Lord, I know.
But I said you're my favorite for a very specific reason.
Because, for some reason, Iowa, your misspelled word, most misspelled word, your favorite misspelled word is favorite.
Do we have a lot of Brits here? A lot of UK expats, maybe, that you add a U, an extra U to it?
I don't know. Maybe you omit
Fave or it.
Favorite. Maybe people omit the R, or the O, I should say, in the middle there. That could be. There are a couple of states that don't know how to spell believe, and that is our neighbor to the west, Nebraska, both Dakotas.
E, except after C.
Neighbors to our south over in Missouri, they have been struggling to spell quarantine.
Yeah, well.
A lot of people have been struggling to spell quarantine.
Maybe if you can't spell it, you don't have to do it.
Let's see. You were born out east in Jersey. The most misspelled word in the state you were born is coronavirus. You figure after a year and a half, we would know how to spell quarantine and coronavirus.
It's also the Snooki state, so.
Well, I really wouldn't. By the way, along with Iowa, Georgia, Kentucky, Maryland, New Mexico, Ohio, and Virginia don't spell favorite correctly.
So we're in good company, is what you're saying, Wicket.
What word do you struggle with?
I spell a lot of things wrong because I don't have room to know how to spell all the words anyway. Most of the time, though, I have a problem. There's an actor, he stars in Magic Mike. And I'm not even sure right now. Sometimes I say Channing Tatum. Sometimes I say Tatum Tanning. I don't know what his name is. I always mess it up.
It's Channing Tatum.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter if you correct me, if you tell me now. For years, I haven't been able to get that thing right. So, yeah, that dude.
I'm disappointed in that.
Why?
Well, I can't spell disappointed right. I can never spell disappointed. So many S's and P's and T. I don't know how to spell disappointed. I will never know how to spell disappointed. I'm disappointed in myself for not figuring this out.
Here's the question, though, Wicket. When you don't know how to spell a word and you're handwriting something, do you purposely pick an easier word to spell so that you don't look stupid? Because it's like, I do that sometimes.
I do it on Twitter. For sure.
Oh, it's the word that plagues you that you misspell all the time. 244-1033.
The Laser.
Iowa's favorite word to misspell is
favorite. I mean, the irony of that is amazing. Google has the list of every state's most misspelled words. Some are quarantine, some are coronavirus. Ours is favorite.
Hey, Laser, what's yours?
Either misspell or I just can't seem to figure it out, but it's simple. The word tomorrow.
There's a lot of M's and R's in there. I understand your pain.
Yeah. If I feel really dumb about it, I ask Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google knows everything, so we don't have to. Use the tools. They're here for us. Do you ever use a different word instead of tomorrow?
That's a tough one to replace.
Well, you could be like Monday or Tuesday, whatever tomorrow happens to be.
Or I'll say like forwarding into the next day.
Or the day after today.
Yeah,
the day after. Sounds like a bad movie title, The Day After Today.
What's your name?
Dylan.
Dylan, where are you calling from?
Broughton, actually.
Hey, we appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah, not a problem.
Dylan. D-Y-L-A-N. Dylan. Facebook. What's going on Facebook, Wicket?
Evie can't spell definitely. Can you spell definitely? Go.
Well, the problem with definitely is that it auto-corrects to defiantly.
Always. Every time.
Yeah, so they confuse us on purpose there.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-I. E-L-Y. I can't even speak or spell.
This is why shorthand and text speak was invented. That's why people say def, D-E-F. So you don't have to spell it.
Oh, like I'll def be there?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Give us yours on the Laser Facebook page and on Twitter, where you can also see the fact that when I was writing the words misspelled words, I misspelled both misspelled and words. At Laser 103.3. Moron.
Coming up on Heather and Wicked.
So dumb. Can't believe we get paid for this.